from NPR Music. We're live at the 930 Club with St. Vincent. The music playing, certainly chosen by St. Vincent. Let's just listen. Enjoy the show, everybody.
Come, 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 come Thank you, DC. You're a supplement, you're a salve, you're a bandage, pull it off. I can quit you, cut it out. You're a patient, I am numb. You're a calcine, broken off. Lost in the sea. Ooh.
Thank you very much, 930 Club. The next song takes its title and some of its theme from a 1972 Eric Rohmer film called Chloe in the Afternoon.
No kids. sharks are swimming in the red. Oh, Elijah, don't make me wait. While you are sleeping, my mind goes creaking down the hall. Slow down. I'm following your hound's tooth. Hang on, streets of Mars. My bank in my pocket. Ha! How far you think it take us? You're like a party I heard through a wall. But I'm always watching you from what you hold. But let's not forget. Let's not forget. Let's not forget why we crawled here. Oh, Elijah, don't make me wait. I got for an estrangement anyway. Wake up, Avenue C. Your hometown is still sleeping. You're like the party I heard through a wall. So come on, invite me, babe.
That's Daniel Mentzeris on the keyboards. So the next song, at the risk of, I guess, doing a sort of VH1 Storytellers moment. The next song I shot a video for pretty recently. And there seems to be some confusion about the plot of said music video, so I just want to dispel any confusion, really. Yes, I was abducted by a motherless family in a convenience store. And yes, they did take me to their glorious mid-century modern home. And yes, I maybe had a little bit of Stockholm syndrome. Yes, they did, in fact, have me perform a number of motherly tasks, such as cooking and cleaning and tending to little Bobby's cuts with iodine. And yes, I did fail at all of these tasks, one by one. But it does have a positive ending. They do bury me in a shallow grave in their backyard. Yes, yes, the grave was mostly dug by the 9-year-old girl. But I go out singing.
But it, can't you see what everybody wants from you? Forgive the kids, for they don't know how to live. Run the alleys casually.
The next song I took the title from a conversation I had with a friend who is an interior designer in New York. And she was working for this eccentric client who lived on the Upper East Side and had lived there her entire life and had not redecorated her home since the 50s. And she called my friend in and she had her make the exact same couch, exact same wallpaper, exact same rug, everything the same. And she had money to spare, you know. She told my friend, I want it just the same, but brand new.
Impression, weightlessness.
So yesterday was Halloween. And today's your birthday, and happy birthday to you, friend. And we had a little bit of an off day yesterday, so we've been running around DC and having a really good time. And last night, I know this is gonna sound terribly, terribly goth, and maybe it is, but the tequila was flowing like wine last night, and we, as I'm sure it was for most of you as well, and we went to a cemetery at midnight. We totally did that. That happened. And as we were walking through the cemetery at midnight, we saw three ghosty figures in the distance. I swear to God. Swear to God. Thank you. And anyway, these figures sort of started emerging from the mist. I was like, what is that? And it was three white-tailed deer running through, scampering. Can you scamper in a gothic way? I don't know. But they were scampering. So we did what any sane, sober people would do, and we chased them. You know, sort of tried to chase them and call them, because I was hoping we could put one in the trailer and take it back to New York as a pet. But the doe had different plans, unfortunately. But that ties in loosely to the next song. We're reaching here, friends. Let's just reach together. Embrace. That ties in loosely to the next song, which is I sing about does and arrows and deer. So let's just take that leap of faith together.
Did you ever? Thank you.
This song's by a band called The Pop Group.
If you say it is, then I guess it is what you say it is, but I don't feel anything, 'cause your pendulum is in swing again. Yeah, your pendulum hasn't swung back. Yeah.
know if you guys follow the Chinese New Year. Sounds like you maybe beat me to the punch. This song's called Year of the Tiger. So much, Washington, D.C., surrounding areas, Baltimore, Annapolis.
Made up of iron.
St. Vincent, Annie Clark waving goodbye. The band leaves the stage, but the guitar tech is grabbing a guitar. It's nowhere near the end. There's 1,000 or so people here who just won't let that band leave. Lots of great songs from Strange Mercy. So what do you think the encore is going to be? I think the chat room's rooting for the party. Yeah, they're rooting for the party. You can tell they're back. Actually, it's just Annie and the keyboard player.
Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. I want to say thank you very much to Kate LeBon, who opened the night. We're very happy to have her on this this entire North American and now European Strange Mercy 2011 tour. And I want to give a shout out to my man Jason, who's running the epileptic seizure known as the lighting show. And my homeboy Neil back there. Running sound. Tom in the dark over here running monitors. And a legitimate thank you to the 930 Club for being the best club in the States to play.
Do you have change?
Johnson on drums. Stoko Yasuda on Mini Moog.
Your lips are red from reading your red lips. My hands are black. My hands are black inside this downtown taxi cab. This city's red. This city's red from riding us into the
right from my lips.
I'm a
Your skin so fair, it's not fair. Your skin so fair. Your skin so fair, it's not fair. Your skin so. Your skin so fair, it's not fair. Your skin so. Your skin so fair, it's not fair. Your skin so fair. Your skin so fair, it's not. Your skin so. Your skin.
St. Vincent at the 930 Club. Wow. That's pretty great. We'll archive this show. You'll find it in the live concert podcast as well. I'm told there were a lot of clicks and pops in the feed. We'll check on that. Try to fix that for the archive of the show. Thanks to Mito Hobby Evans for the amazing photographs. If you haven't looked above the chat room or on the page where you've been listening, there's a fabulous pictures, and hope you get a look at those. Claire Flynn's our intern. She moderated the chat room. It was fun to see everybody in the chat room tonight. I was there a bunch, but not all the time. Claire was. Thanks for everybody there. We'll put the show online. We'll put the show in the podcast, the live concert podcast. NPR Music's live concert podcast is where this will wind up. Kevin Waite's our engineer. Robin Hilton produced the show. Chris Berry back home, making sure all things work right. The 930 Club, as Annie Clark said, one of the great concert venues here in this great country, the U.S., a wonderful, wonderful place to come to see a show. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. Follow us on Twitter at All Songs or on Facebook for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered. Bye-bye, everybody.